Rumpole and the Primrose Path by John Mortimer. Read by Bill Wallace. Do not, as some ungracious pastors do, show me the steep and thorny way to heaven, whiles, like a puffed and reckless libertine, himself the primrose path of dalliance treads. Shakespeare, Hamlet, Act 1, Scene 3. I had thought to have let in some of all professions that go the primrose way to the everlasting bonfire. Shakespeare, Macbeth, Act 2, Scene 3. Rumpole and the Primrose Path. The regular meeting of the barristers who inhabit my old chambers in Equity Court took place one afternoon in an atmosphere of particular solemnity. Among those present was a character entirely new to them, a certain Lucy Gribble, whom our leader, in a momentary ambition to reach the status of an entrepreneur, had taken on as Director of Marketing and Administration. Miss Liz Probert, observing the scene, later described Lucy, L-U-C-I, why she had taken to this preposterous spelling of the name of Wordsworth's great love was clear to nobody, as in her 30s, with a short bob, referring to hair, which was not necessarily as blonde as it seemed, a thin nose, slightly hooded eyes, and a determined chin. She wore a black trouser suit, and bracelets clinked at her wrists. The meeting was apparently interrupted from time to time, as she gave swift instructions to the mobile phone she kept in her jacket pocket. She also wore high-heeled black boots, which Liz Probert priced at not far short of £300. I'm vitally concerned with the profile of Equity.